Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Prep Life Podcast. This is your founder and CEO of Glam Girl Bikini, Amy Enger, and today with my fabulous co-host.
Hey, guys. This is Chris Nicole, Glam Girl Bikini Coach and IFBB Bikini Pro.
So we are just coming off of our very first Glam Girl Bikini team show this past weekend in Omaha, Nebraska. It was quite the adventure getting here. We have been through a show cancellation with our athletes 2 weeks out in April. So a lot of those athletes that were preparing for that competition actually finally stepped on stage this Saturday. And for all three of them, it was actually their first competition. And then our other athletes had been waiting. They were supposed to do this Omaha Pro or Duel of Champions competition. It was scheduled for June 6th, and it got moved to obviously July 18th. And out of those ladies, you know, one of them was a first-time competitor, and she made Glam Girl history. She was actually our first wellness competitor, so Ooh. That was super exciting. But yeah, we had a lot of people's first times. We had one athlete, it was her first time flying. And just imagine doing that in a pandemic with a mask and trying to keep your water high while you're peaking for a show. So we wanted to recap a little bit about that. And then, Chris, I know you would like to share something since we're on that same theme of shows getting canceled and how we're sort of dealing with that and coping. Before we get into your story, I just want to paint the picture of what happened back in April when these athletes, you know, had this disappointment of their show being canceled and the start of quarantine. Basically, you know, it was really, really frustrating because if you're 2 weeks out, you've been dieting really hard, and that's a lot of stress to go under. So I give these ladies mad kudos for sticking with it. And I remember when I called the show promoter, Ann and Jack Titone, they had said that, you know, when I told them that they're just going to transfer their entries over to the Omaha, they said, you know, you guys are the exception. So if the Glam Girl athletes are sticking with it during quarantine, they're keeping up with their workouts, they're not getting discouraged that gyms are getting closed and they're staying on their diet, he was like, I guarantee you will clean house. And yes, they did. There were six athletes and we brought home 18 medals. So I was super proud of them just for sticking with it. I felt like they had already won by, you know, persevering and staying determined and all of that. So I was super proud. And then we also had three of our coaches, first time having athletes on stage, and they did wonderfully. So yeah, Coach Drea, Coach Jamie, and then Coach Lori all had athletes for the first time. So it was a lot of firsts for people this weekend, but it was super successful. So Chris, why don't you share with our audience kind of what you found out Friday night?
Yeah.
I unfortunately had to send you a kind of disappointing text in the midst of team posing and check-ins and everything Friday night. So why don't you share with them kind of like what you've gone through?
Yeah. Well, first of all, I was really excited to see all the girls at Glam Girl, and it was definitely a monumental weekend. So I'm really excited for everybody, and I think everyone should be super proud, coaches included. I actually reached out to the coaches because I remember what it's like to coach people for the first time, and it's totally different than being an athlete. You are just like 100 times more invested and for me, I'm more nervous, but you're also more excited as well too. So I just think that it's great that there were so many of these great firsts this weekend. But yes, well, everyone was in Omaha. I was 3 weeks out from one of my pro shows this year, and Amy did send me a message that the show was canceled. So, I could say that was definitely unexpected. I mean, I knew shows were getting canceled, but For me, I don't think that I don't think I really thought about the fact that they could be canceled 3 weeks out. And if you've done a show before, within that time frame, you're pretty hungry, you're pretty tired, you're really grinding, and you're pushing for that the last couple of weeks that you're gonna find detail, that physique to bring to stage. So I was feeling all those feels, and I was also, it was at the end of the day, I was super tired. I just drove in a car for 3.5 hours with no air conditioning. So it was kind of a perfect storm of me feeling really depleted and feeling really exhausted and feeling like, oh my goodness, I don't have this show in front of me. And typically, past behavior, I would comfort myself with a half gallon of ice cream and just be like, okay, I'm just going to take a pause from all of this chaos. I'm going to do this for myself. I'm going to eat this ice cream and I'm going to feel so much better. But that thought was a passing thought this time because it really made me evaluate what type of standard, I know we talked about pro mentality in a podcast before. That I was going to exhibit as an athlete. And even though the show was canceled, the athlete that I'm constantly choosing to be, that hasn't changed. So whether, Amy tells me I need a couple more weeks and I need to do a later show and we move the show date back, or whether I have a show canceled and then I have to do a later show, I just feel like there's so many blessings and there's so many positive things to look at when that happens to you. So I actually chose to verbally say out loud all those are the benefits of having the show canceled, and it totally shifted my mindset. And then my boyfriend and I decided that we were actually going to celebrate instead of being sad about the news, and we were going to do like things that were going to be self-care but keep us going towards our goals. So, like we made a couple trips. One trip we went to Target, and I actually got clothes that fit, which if you are dieting and your clothes are super baggy, there's just like nothing better than having clothes that actually fit you and make you feel like you belong in them, basically. So, it was a cheap little treat, but it actually made such a big difference. And so we made a couple stops, and I felt like we put ourselves in like a better mindset, and I felt great the next morning. So I really think it's all about your perspective when you get this news. I think that it could very well happen to you as well, but there's always more shows, and having more time to get that like optimal physique and get comfortable in your posing and really like nail it down is always a great opportunity. So if you look at it as a closed door and you get sad, like I feel like you're allowed to have that moment, but then I think being proactive and shifting your mindset of like if that door is closed, there is another door that's open and it's going to be even better. It'll keep you on track. And so yeah, I think it's just opportunities to exercise that pro mentality that we talk about.
Yeah. And I think about some of the athletes when they were getting ready and they were 2 weeks out and their show got canceled. I think in particular, our athlete named Ashley Berg, she basically had lost another 10 pounds in between. And I thought she looked fantastic 2 weeks out, but she just could razor, detail and get like that ultimate like peeled look for her first show. And basically what it allowed us to do is just to feed her up into a reverse diet, give her a little bit more recovery. It was sort of like a mini cut. And then we could just refine and fine tune her physique. And that was something that I just, after looking at all the athletes on stage, because this was a fairly big show. So for example, one of like the wellness girls, one of the wellness athletes, she was from Romania and she lived in New York and there were just no shows anywhere. So they flew there. There were people from Vegas because one of their shows, they had to like all stand outside and they could only have a certain amount of people there. So you look at all these athletes and it was like one of those shows that you felt like you're almost at a national show because this was like the first show really that people have been able to do, and people have been in prep since. I mean, I was talking to the promoters, and you know, some of their athletes, much like ours, had been in prep since last year, so they were getting ready for that St. Louis show in November, and it was just really cool to see. Everybody looked amazing, and you know, there it's definitely a new, different normal with the masks and social distancing. We had our unicorn masks while we were, you know, doing check-in and backstage, and then obviously our makeup people, they had to have ventilators on to protect the athletes and themselves, and we tried to keep masks on for hair and makeup. So, you know, things were a little different, you know, even for me, somebody that's been competing a long time and been around the sport, there's a lot of adjustments. And I would say personally, just setting up all of my different set of travels for national shows and things like that, I probably, you know, changed my plane tickets probably 10 or 15 times along with hotel reservations. But you just have to kind of roll with it, and you have to be laid back in the sense that it's a moving target, and if you get really worked up that your show gets moved. Because I don't think you mentioned, Chris, that you actually, we selected a date that had three shows on that weekend, and none of them are going. So she mentioned that her show got canceled, you know, 3 weeks out, but that was like our third option of that weekend, and you were already ready for a different show that got postponed. So that was like our second round of plane tickets, or like this will be our third round of canceling it. So long story short, it's going to happen to you. You have to be okay with it. I will say, though, that getting back, going full circle to what the promoter had said, he said, if you know, you can stay, have your athletes stay on their diet, stick with this, then they will clean house. And it really, really showed. If you can have that persistence and that kind of mindset, you're going to go really far. You can take this as an opportunity. Well, the borders are closed, you know, that eliminates a lot of international competitors and things like that. So if you can have the mental toughness to stick with this, then I think that it can be to your benefit.
I think you said that perfectly. And that's what I try to encourage my athletes as well, is that this is as disappointing as it may be, and it's out of the norm. If you can see it as an opportunity, you can have a huge advantage. So yeah, you said it perfectly.
Awesome. Well, thank you. So some other things that I wanted to touch on is that I wanted to talk about basically peak week a little bit. The audio, again, you know, last week we did a post-show podcast just to kind of touch up on some things that we've learned along the way, because we're always trying to learn. And the audio, I think our peak week podcast was like three or four of our very first episode, number three or four. And
it's
the audio
was
terrible.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I joke around about, we literally, when we started this, we were like, if this just helps one person, we have that one listener, then it's worth it. So we always want to put out content. And I just feel like it's worth mentioning that our peaking methods, we're always evolving with those. And so if we have an athlete that is a high carb, low fat athlete, they have a totally different peaking protocol than, let's say, a couple of our athletes, for example, this weekend were high fat, low carb. Their peaking methods looked 100% different. Water, the way we water load, and like pre-stage pump up routines, all of that is so individual. And you could just kind of like look at everyone's plan, and it was completely different. So we are really big on, and I appreciate so much that you, Chris, and the other coaches kind of, you know, carry out the mission of this company and our brand, that I would so much rather be the coach that has six athletes that win 18 awards rather than the coach that has like 18 athletes and, you know, they don't get, they just get like a cookie cutter peak week plan and programming, and you're not like part of their lives. I feel like quality over quantity is so much more rewarding because you just feel like you're such a part of that athlete's journey. Do you have anything to add on that?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that we really start that off the bat in the beginning when we interview prospective clients or athletes. And I really like how you have actually set it up in that, you know, you want to have a positive experience as an athlete as a coach. Like both people should, you know, they're getting into this for a positive experience. And if it's not a good match, like just, you know, sometimes personality wise or work ethic wise or just kind of knowing how you want to prep or how you want to approach the situation, if you're not on the same page, then it's not going to be a pleasant experience for either person. So I think that really working on the individual is manifested in the beginning in our interview process and also kind of allows us to continue that out throughout their prep. So, you know, like the athlete knows what they're getting into, the coach knows where the athlete's mindset is. And I agree. That's why I think that we've been very particular about, you know, bringing people on that have the same, I guess the same mindset in approaching competition. And, and really it's for both people. So I'm all about quality as well too.
Yeah. And I haven't talked a lot about my business journey, and maybe that's, you know, a different podcast that we can talk about, because I know that there's other, you know, coaches out there or trainers that are kind of starting out and, you know, wanting to lead a team and things like that. And so what I've found throughout the years is just that the more, so I feel like I've been truly blessed with this podcast because it's allowed people to kind of figure out what our passion is and what we stand for as a company and what our branding is. So yeah. I feel like as we've gone along through the history of this company, having this podcast has been a huge blessing. So thank you so much, listeners. Because I don't find myself having to give like a snapshot or like a, whatever you would call it, like an elevator pitch of what you're all about on a phone call. You know, by the time an athlete fills out the application on our website, and we set up the 30-minute phone consultation, they've already basically interviewed us. So I find it beneficial to them and to us that I also, you know, find out about them and kind of interview and screen, so to speak, in that phone consultation. And it sets us up for a weekend like we had this weekend. I cannot tell you how much everybody is just on the same page. We're all following out the same mission that you're going to be an absolute unicorn backstage, that you're going to respect the journey of the person that's standing next to you, you know, that you're going to help them, you know, if they need like a hair like fixed, or, you know, they need you to hold down their suit when they're getting glued in. I just feel like kind of, I feel blessed that we just have a lot of really neat, unique ladies that they're just, their hearts are in the right places. I don't know. I can't say enough about how amazing the experience was, because I've always been a person that I don't like to be around drama. And it's just so refreshing to be around ladies that are drama free.
Yes. Yeah. I think when it leaves you speechless, that is a testament of how wonderful it is to have a good group. So, yeah. And I think that that's for everybody. Like, it's not a place for like divas and drama. Everybody has worked so hard. Everybody's been in the same boat trying to like get into shows. So I love that it was such a positive experience and that there's great quality people that are backstage. So it's good. Yeah.
And just to kind of explain what we do on a team show. So we typically, as a company, we pick a spring show so that you can have the opportunity to have your coach with you backstage and with you every step of the process. So we designate a spring show date. We do a summer show, which is what this last weekend was. And then we also do a fall show. So our next team show will be November 7th in Des Moines, Iowa. But basically what that looks like, I do think that we are a unique team and that we do things a little bit differently. So I want to explain what makes us different. So we all arrive on Friday, you know, for check-in and everything, but we do a team posing. And at that time, so like this weekend, a couple of the coaches, you know, on FaceTime or WhatsApp were able to watch the athlete, and then we see them. We have really good coach to athlete ratios. You know, it's about like a three athletes to one coach. And then if you include like our makeup and our hair people, we had four people working as a team to get these ladies ready, and we had six athletes. So we keep our ratios really, really good. So we can be very hands-on and really treat you like a queen for the day. And so when we see them in person, we go through their posing, we have them, you know, wear their hair and their jewelry and have their suit on so we can see what their lines look like the night before, if we need to give them additional instructions with water or their food, based on how they're coming off the plane or how they've traveled. Then we go ahead and fine-tune those things the night before. Then we all go to check-in. So your coach is there with you if you need to like add a class, or if there's a discrepancy on if you're not sure, you know, if you signed up for the right things, which I kind of just sat there with both, you know, all the athletes as they were checking in and getting their height and their number and all of that. And then from there, you know, we provide the hair and makeup, and it makes such a difference. I really kudos to Marlene and K-Ray, our hair and makeup specialists. Our ladies looked head to toe absolutely stunning. Not only were their physiques on point, but we as a team feel like it's necessary to be an all-in coach. So we're going to give you every single clue that you need as far as choosing the right suit, color, cut, the right heels, the right jewelry, having your hair curly or straight, having the right stage makeup so that under the lights it looks very, very good, so that the person in the middle of the auditorium can see your facial expressions from far away. And it was very distinct. You could tell who was a glam girl by how they walked. I mean, we literally ran through the night before on Friday. We ran through how to get on the diagonal, how to do your individual. We practiced on the stage so they were comfortable with the space and like the angles that they had to hit. So I just feel like they were overly prepared. And then, you know, obviously in the morning, it's a really quick hurry up and wait type of game. So all the judging is done in the morning. So we were, you know, you can probably tell I lost my voice because they can hear me. I mean, I'll be like, elbow, you know, and I tell them the cues the night before. If they're having trouble hitting a certain pose, I'm like, you'll hear me. I'm gonna be screaming this cue word, and you're gonna know. And I always see the looks on their faces, like they do whatever it is because they can hear me. I'm the only one yelling like a wild lady, unless you're there, Chris, because you are too. So anyway, that all happens. Then we relax. We had a couple hours. I think we were done at like 11. And then we were so blessed also to have Hero Fit come and do a team photo shoot. I always like to do those because you work so hard for this one day. And you're just like, your body is like so tight and like abs, and it's
You need to
amazing.
document
So
it.
we want to document that for them. And sometimes you're so, things go so fast that it's hard to document with pictures. And there's been so many shows that I've done, and I look back and I'm like, oh my gosh, I didn't take a photo because I was just running around like a banshee.
Yeah.
So I like that.
You never do that.
Yeah, I got 19,000 steps. I was slacking on this show. I usually get like 23,000 steps on a show day. I am a busy lady, but
Yes.
yeah. So we've had like Stephen Smith, the new Me Journey, shoe, our ladies, and we had Hero Fit this time, but he does like a half an hour in their suits. So they get some really nice professional photos outside of just like, it's always like a crap shoot if, whether or not the stage shots are great.
Right.
So we do some nice photos in the suits, and then we do like a 30-minute shoot in fitness gear. So it was just really fun. And then they still had some time for, you know, relaxing, getting touch-ups. the night show went pretty quick, and I always try to research a restaurant that everybody, like, we kind of collaborate on, like, what foods they want to have as their celebration meal. And I make sure that we find a restaurant that's open late enough, so if the show goes long, that they're not stuck with, you know, they're like done with the show and don't have some place fun to eat.
That's the worst thing. Like, yeah, when you're tired and you just want to eat and you're trying to find something. So I am sure that that was much appreciated that you took care of that detail.
Yeah, it was so fun because we just walked across the street. We had this, we always do the like family style, you know, we have this long table and all the athletes and all their loved ones. And it was just so nice. It was such a nice way to end the day. And yeah, kind of everybody gets to talk a little bit about like what they thought about the show. And I just think it's a great time for reflection as a coach. I like to talk with my athletes after they've experienced it, especially like after the first time. It's just neat to hear their stories. So that's kind of what a team show looks like. Chris, from your perspective, because you've been my ride or die. I mean, you've been through a lot of team shows as a coach. And then, you know, you've also been to the team shows as an athlete. What are your thoughts on any of that? Anything that I missed or high points?
Oh, yeah. No, I can just say from an athlete's perspective that I always advocate for a team show. It's because my first couple of shows I did on my own, and it is just like a whole different world when you say that you take care of your athletes. I remember you saying that to me the first time I was going to do a team show, because I remember I was like on the fence if I was going to do it or not. And I was like, okay, like I'll try it out. But you absolutely take care of your athletes. Like, so many details that I had to worry about on my own are taken care of when you're at that team show. And just being there with other girls that have the same mindset just really helps calm your nerves, I think, as well, too. So I definitely love being at a team show. I actually miss them, but I'm glad that as a coach I can experience it as well too. So yeah, definitely if you're on the Glam Girl team or you're thinking about wanting to do a team show, I definitely think that the Glam Girls do a good job with taking care of all those details and making you feel special.
Well, we missed you too. We always love you being there.
So,
that was for sure. And then the other thing, I guess the last piece I would say is that as a coach, I always advocate, because being a judge myself and being a promoter, I know that it's so important and critical to get feedback the way that the judges like to receive or to give it to you. So it depends on what state you're in. And someday I'm going to count how many states I've competed in. I have this thing about, I like to hit different countries. I like to hit different states as a promoter and a judge and an athlete and a coach. Like, I'm all of the things that are bodybuilding because I love the sport. I just like to see how other states do it, and like how other states judge their competitors versus, you know, everybody's kind of looking for a different thing. And so
it is different.
I had competed in, you know, the Midwest area for a long time and early in my career. And, you know, that's where I was a judge. So we always preferred that the athletes come up to us after the show so that we remember who you are, and we can tell you, you know, we can go over our notes that we wrote down on you and give you feedback verbally face to face. And that's just the way we appreciated it. In Indiana, we were kind of like those people that didn't really appreciate email so much. We'd rather tell somebody so they can hear our heart. Whereas other states, you know, they don't like to talk after the show. They just like, and I don't blame them either for that, because, you know, it's a long day for judges. They're sitting at a table, not being able to go to the bathroom, not being able to eat. So they're hungry and tired as well. They've not only gone up there with, you know, you have gone up there with your class, but they've been sitting at the table the entire show.
Yeah.
So it's a long time for them. So sometimes they prefer email, and, you know, that's fine too. Whenever we have a show with Sandy Williamson, our head female chair, she really likes having face-to-face conversations too. So I appreciate that. She does not like email. But however, these judges that we had this weekend, they preferred email. Just make sure that after your show, actually before, I would prefer that the athlete asks during the athlete meeting how they want to get their feedback. And so I made sure that I asked for the athletes. So it was kind of nice for us that we, you know, bikini and wellness were not last. They were like the middle of the show. So it was really nice. We got to dinner by, I think we were done with the show by 7:30, which is very rare.
That's unheard of. Yeah.
Right. So we didn't have to wait for feedback to talk with them. So that's, you know, there's pluses and minuses of everything. So great. What we're going to do is, you know, I'm going to make sure that all the athletes have the judges' emails, and then they're going to take the stage shots that were posted today. And then, you know, say like this, I'm competitor number blah, blah, blah in this category. You know, what are some things I can do to improve? And I think that that's the best way to approach it. If you are looking for feedback, I would not make it about, and I'm sure that this is kind of assumed, but like, I would not be like, oh, why did I get second or something?
Correct.
You know, or why didn't I place? Like, those are not good things. So you can't really grow from those. I feel right. like I've just been like on caffeine or something. I've been talking about like 1,000 miles a minute. Do you have anything to interject? I'm sorry. I'm stealing this podcast.
No, you're totally fine. I mean, so much happened this weekend. So the listeners need to know. No, I mean, you said it best. I think how you approach the email and how you are respectful to the people that gave out the placements, whether you agree with it or not, is always a testament of how you take the sport on as an athlete. So yeah, verbiage is important of saying like, how can I improve? And I think taking it that way, you'll get more constructive criticism. And that's the beauty of the sport is you're constantly improving. You never reach that like ultimate, I've got everything perfect. So accepting that and then utilizing judge feedback and criticism positively, I think will just continue to help you flourish in the sport. So that's all that I really have to add.
Yeah. And I mean, don't take this criticisms to heart. I mean, if I can't tell you that I haven't shed a couple tears off of like some of the harsh feedback that I used to get, you know, how I was like two different people with my abs and my butt, like for just judging two different people. I mean, it hurt, you know, but at the end of the day, you kind of have to just take it with a grain of salt. You know, they haven't seen your whole journey. You know, they're just getting one snapshot, and a lot of it depends on like who shows up that day. I mean, for example, this weekend there were so many stellar athletes that any sort of placement was something that, you know, someone should be proud of because it was really tough competition. So I think, like you said, you know, as long as it's me versus me, you're taking that criticism as a way to grow and not to be offended. You just have to kind of keep that in mind. You have to have a strong character to be successful and to last in this sport, because if you can't take pretty like rough, you know, I mean, it's about your body, you know, that's not fun to hear, that you have something to work on, but if you can just take it with a grain of salt and be proud of, you know, where you've come from and where you are today, then I just think that, you know, it can be something that can be super addictive because you just always want to get better. So.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think you said it right too, is like, they're there to judge your physique. That's their primary job. And judging your physique does not mean they're judging your character. They're judging you. They're just doing what they're supposed to. So yeah, I think, having a good attitude and, taking it with a grain of salt is the best way to describe it.
All right. Well, you can find us on Instagram at Prep Life Podcast or on Instagram at Glam Girl Bikini. And if you would like to apply for the team, we are accepting applications. You can find us at glamgirlbikini.com. Those of you that have left a review and a rating, we so appreciate it. I cannot tell you how much, just even just this week, I've gotten so fired up by just some of the kind words that were sent to us on Instagram DMs, just people saying they appreciated the podcast, that they found value in it. And we appreciate that feedback because this is an unfunded podcast. We just do this out of the goodness of our heart. So anytime you can rate, review, share, we just wanted it to be passed forward to other people. you know, we want to educate and we love the sport. And so we want to pass that on to, you know, other people that are into the same things we are. So this is your founder and CEO of Glam Girl Bikini, Amy Anger, signing off with my fabulous co-host.
And this is Chris Nicole, Glam Girl Bikini Coach and IFBB Bikini Pro. Thanks for listening, guys.